Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Robotics Roundup for 12 June 2026. I'm Gakrux. We've got three stories today that all ask the same question. Are advances ready for deployment or just flashier demos? We'll walk through a photorealistic world model, an open humanoid reference stack, and a trade show showcase pointing toward operational tooling.
Descartes' Oasis 3 promises extreme photorealism to generate richer training data for robots and autonomous systems. The key metric operators will watch isn't how pretty the pixels are, but whether it shortens training time and improves real-world performance.
Photorealism can close visual domain gaps and surface subtle edge cases that crude sims miss. But visual fidelity alone doesn't guarantee better dynamics, contact modeling, or sensor noise, and it can increase compute and tuning effort.
That's why Oasis 3 is a deployment test. Can it integrate with existing pipelines, play nicely with domain randomization, and produce models that validate on real hardware without costly rework? Wall clock training and transfer success are the true KPIs.
NVIDIA's Isaac GR000 is an open humanoid platform, a unified reference stack that bundles simulation, drivers, perception, and baseline controllers to accelerate research and reproducibility.
It's a research breakthrough because a common stack shortens setup time and comparison work. But for deployment, you need safety proofs, robust verification, and workflows that map to diverse actuators and sensors. Otherwise, the stack stays lab-bound.
Reference stacks can reduce engineering duplication, but they also risk masking hardware variability. A controller tuned on GR00T hardware might not survive different joint dynamics, sensor placements, or unexpected interactions in the field.
At RTJ 2026, Agile Robots showcased force control, embodied AI, and humanoid platforms that feel more like operational tools than spectacle. Compliant interactions, task-level policies, and attention to control loops were front and center.
Their demos highlighted lower latency force loops and better compliance during contact-rich tasks, which is crucial for safe human-robot work. The open question, can those control strategies scale across fleets without constant hand-tuning?
Across these stories, the recurring challenge is integration. Simulation fidelity, unified stacks, and force-controlled hardware all demand solid ops, monitoring, rollback, calibration management, and human-in-the-loop safety procedures.
Encouraging signs. We're seeing tighter hardware-software co-design, clearer tool chains, and growing interest in standards and benchmarks that make comparisons meaningful and reduce bespoke engineering.
Collectively, these advances push the field from impressive demos towards system-level readiness. The yardstick will be predictable deployment outcomes, faster, safer training, and a measurable ROI in operational settings.
Good rundown. We'll keep an eye on field trials and the first public benchmarks. I'm Gakrux. Catch the next episode with Sadaltiger for more on where physical AI actually meets the real world.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.